The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Coming to you live from Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed this is the voice of the Christian resistance on this seventh day of February 2022. And tonight, like always, we have a whole lot of information to bring you because we're in a war. I mean, we are in a war, folks, out there today. And anyhow, so tonight we got ready to defend us, to throw himself in front of a truck for us as none other than the mighty Andrew.
I threw myself in front of a truck once, and I'll never do it again.
Yes, I know, Andrew, but one time you threw a truck at one of us, too.
So, I mean, you know, sometimes you just need to throw a truck at somebody.
All righty, there you go. That happens. Now, and then we have out there, he never threw a truck, okay? He's had to probably fix a lot of them. None other than the parson, Joe Larson.
Yeah, I'm the guy that tried to push one down a highway with my head and face, but
yeah.
Other than that, truck didn't go very far, but
yeah.
Anyway, your highly unpaid professional assistant is ready to go to work.
All righty. So we got a lot to cover, and Joe, the title of the message was The Jew According to the Word of God, The Jew According to the Word of God. And so here we're going to start tonight in Genesis chapter 12. Now, let me do some commentary here, Joe. There is only one source to, of historical information that can be considered completely accurate, completely reliable. Now, in researching the identity...
I'm talking about my diary, right?
Right, okay. In researching the identity in the history of the Jew, and that is the Word of God. Let me say that again. There is only one source of historical information that can be considered completely, completely accurate and completely reliable in researching the identity and the history of the Jew. And that's the Word of God, right here. Now, the definition of the word Jew is the post-exilic. In other words, it's a term that was used for Israel because they were people that were always being thrown out of their land. And here,
the word is exiled, right?
Well, it was the term actually used is the exilic. That's the post-exilic. In other words, exiled is what it means, yeah. But the actual spelling is E-X-I-L-E-C, okay? And again, that's a term for people that are being removed out of their land. Now, I'm going to rely entirely upon the Word of God as to who is and who is not a Jew. Now, I'm not going to go off on some rabbit trail looking for the Khazarian apostates out there, folks. And the reason for this message tonight, because I get a lot of letters, as you know, and there's people out there, very many people that are very anti-Israel, and there are other people out there that think that Israel could do no wrong. And so we're going to explain to you from the only accurate and reliable source, and that's the Word of God, what God has to say. Now, what God has to say about this, okay, is the final word. Whether you like it or not, it's the final word, okay? No one has ever won an argument with God, and nobody ever will. And so that's where we're going to pick it up. Joe, would you read Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3?
Will do. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed.
Okay, so here now, Abraham, Joe, was the first Hebrew, later called a Jew. Now, that was sealed. The Abraham covenant was sealed with Abraham being the first to be circumcised. That was the covenant, the token of the covenant. In fact, Joe, turn to Genesis 17 and read me verses 9 through 11. If memory serves me, Genesis 17, 9 through 11.
And God said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant. Therefore thou and thy seed after thee and their generations. This is my covenant, which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man-child among you shall be circumcised, and ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you. Every man-child in your generations, he that is born in the house or bought with money of any stranger, which is not of thy seed.
Okay, that's good. Now, here. Now, through Abraham's family tree. See, there was a reason here. When we take a look at this, when he says, all nations that bless you will be, I will bless, and those that curse you, I will curse. Now, what was so important about the nation of Israel? Why? What was so important with this?
It's the nation God chose to be his people. They were the chosen people of God. And Abraham was going to be the father not only of the Jews, but he would be the father of the Arab nations as well.
Okay, so there was one judge of the nation of Israel, and that was who? That was God, right?
God.
Okay,
right.
So it was up to him. It was up to God to bless or curse them, right?
Oh, I mean, was, is, and will be, right?
Right. Now, but there was a very, very, very important reason for this covenant. Because out of the nation of Israel was to come who?
The Christ.
The Christ. Okay, right. So that was a very important reason to keep the nation of Israel, wasn't it?
Right. Because okay. That was the bloodline of Christ.
Okay, now, like we were saying, there are people, and I hear from them, and they want to blame everything on the Jews. And we'll take a look at the reason why for that, okay? Then there's other people that are almost paranoid. If you say anything negative about the nation of Israel, they get almost paranoid. Now,
right.
Here... Israel today is like America, Joe, in the fact that it's a sinning nation. Israel today is not in good standing with God at all.
Not at all. Not from a standpoint of accepting Christ or even following the Hebrew traditions and the Jewish law. They are a lost people.
So there's sins in the Bible that God has punished severely. One is child sacrifice. Israel today has got for a very small nation, they've got an extremely high abortion rate. Israel today has got, they had in Tel Aviv one of the world's largest sodomite marches.
Right.
In Tel Aviv.
They reported that before it happened. happened and as it happened.
Today in Israel, prostitution is very, very high. All you have to do is go to certain parts of Israel and you'll find that out in a hurry, okay? And then another thing that they've done today, they're helping Iran and their enemies kill their soldiers like they are here in America. With that bioweapon they're giving to their soldiers, they've got an extremely high rate now of myocarditis, which is irreversible. You can't reverse it.
And many of those 3 to 5 years later will die.
Yeah.
In fact, almost 50% of those will die.
So they've become a part of that evil, wicked depopulation movement. Now, here, the first time that the term Jew was used, Joe, if you go over to 2 Kings chapter 16, and
right. In
2 Kings 16, read me verses 1 through 6, Joe.
In the 17th year of Pekah, the son of Remaliah, Ahaz, the son of Jotham, king of Judah, began to reign. 20 years old was Ahaz when he began to reign, and reigned 16 years in Jerusalem, and did not that which was right in the sight of the Lord his God, like David his father. But he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, yea, and made his son to pass through the fire, according to the abomination of the heathen, whom the Lord cast out from before the children of Israel. And he sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places and on the hills and under every green tree. Then Rezin, king of Syria, and Pekah, son of Remaliah, king of Israel, came up to Jerusalem to war, and they besieged Ahaz, but could not overcome him. At that time, Rezin, king of Syria, recovered Eleth to Syria and drove the Jews from Eleth, and the Syrians came to Eleth and dwelt there unto this day.
Now, the Jews was a name that was shortened to those of Judah, the tribe of Judah, which were the two southern tribes. Now, here you had the king of Syria and the king of Israel, which were the 10 northern tribes. They went and they exiled Judah out of their land. They drove them out because of their sin. And so this is where the very first time the word Jew was used was right here in 2 Kings 16, verses 1 through 6. Now, when we talk about the nationality of the Jews that were being sought out because of their nationality, just like today here in Canada, Trudeau is trying to, he wants to try to wipe out the Christians. He wants to eliminate Christians, and we're going to be talking about that later on, because I got a message for those police officers there, right from God's Word, the Bible, okay? But here, if we go over to Esther chapter 3, go to Esther and chapter 3, and here, start in verse 5 and read me all the way down through verse 13.
13. All right. And when Haman saw that Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence, then was Haman full of wrath. And he thought scorn to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they had showed him the people of Mordecai. Wherefore Haman sought to destroy all the Jews that were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, thank you.
Yeah.
Even the people of Mordecai. In the first month, that is the month Nisan, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, they cast Pur, that is the lot, before Haman, from day to day and from month to month, to the 12th month, that is the month of Adar. And Haman said unto the king Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of thy kingdom, and their laws are diverse from all the people. Neither keep they the king's laws, therefore it is not for the king's prophet to suffer them. If it please the king, let it be written that they may be destroyed. And I will pay 10,000 talents of silver to the hands of those that have the charge of the business to bring it to the king's treasuries. And the king took his ring from his hand and gave it to Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, the Jews' enemy. And the king said unto Haman, the silver is given to thee, the people also, to do with them as it seemeth good to thee. Then were the king's scribes called on the 13th day of the first month, and there was written according to all that Haman had commanded unto the king's lieutenants, and to the governors that were over every province, and to the rulers of every people of every province, according to the writing thereof, and to every people after their language, in the name of King Azarias, was it written, and sealed with the king's ring. And the letters were sent by post into all the king's provinces to destroy, to kill, to cause to perish all Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day, even upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month of Adar, and to take the spoil of them for a prey.
Now, here now, as we take a look at this, first of all, Mordecai was in the gates. He sat in the gates. That means Mordecai worked for the government. He worked for the king. Okay, now, Mordecai, if you remember, was as he working in the gates, he had heard two others at the time plotting to kill the king. And he blew the whistle. He was a whistleblower at this time. And the king had this in his history. When he goes back to look and read what would have been taking place. And so he realized that Mordecai had never been awarded for that, but that's another story here. Right now,
basically, he stopped the assassination attempt on the king, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. But now here, because he said in the city, now he was a Jew. Now, just like, remember, who did Caesar proclaim himself to be? Caesar had proclaimed himself to be a god, okay?
Right.
Now, in this day here, and that's another story where people don't quite understand what it means when Jesus says, render unto God what belongs to God, and to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, okay? And so that's another story, because most people don't really understand what he was talking about there. There was a lot more involved. It goes all the way back to Genesis 9. But here in Persia, Joe, at that time, the kings and the chief officials were considered to be divinity, okay? And so for a Jew, now see, they had a custom back in those days, just like we do today. You know, today I shook hands with a bunch of people. You know, I met for the first time, and, you know, and they put their hands out, and I shook their hands. And here is a custom. And it used to be like a custom for the women would do what you call a curtsy, kind of a
right.
And so, don't you ever do that, Joe?
Bow, and a lady would curtsy. Yeah.
Right? Don't you ever curtsy, Joe?
No, it's not a pretty thing. No.
No, it wouldn't be. But anyhow, here. So what happened is, and the Jews would do that. They would do that, but they were forbidden to bow to anyone who was considered divinity, okay? Mm. And so for that reason,
one divine.
Right. So when that reason here, when Haman came through, those in the gates under the king's orders would bow down to him, but Mordecai wouldn't do it. Mordecai was the Jew in there, and he wouldn't do it. And so this got Haman really angry. He really was angry because people were saying, that Jew won't bow to you. You don't get everyone to bow to you. So obviously, as you know, that's why he wanted to kill all the Jews. He wanted to kill them all, anyone that would not bow to him. And so here...
hurt his little pride.
Right. And now here he wanted to destroy the entire... And, you know, I don't want to call them a race, because, you know, technically the word race means bloodline, okay? And there's only one bloodline, and that's the human bloodline, okay? But here in this, the nationality, you could say he wanted to destroy the entire nation of Israel in that kingdom there, okay? Because it was his kingdom was a very, very large kingdom. And so he wanted to destroy the entire. So this was the first time that the word was sent out to kill all the Jews, to kill all the Jews. Now, some of the things about the Jews were, one, they were the very first to believe. They were the first believers, the very first. So turn to John 20 and read me 24 through 31.
John 20. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the prints of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. And Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name.
Okay, so here now, Thomas, is it always bad to, you know, remember what Bill Clinton used to say, who are you going to believe, me or your lion eyes? Okay.
Yeah. And of course, a lot of laughter with that, but
well,
he said it with such a straight face.
Isn't that exactly what really virtually... Chrissy Wallace said, and Brett Baer said,
yeah.
And when we watched that election, when we watched the numbers before our very eyes, right in front of us, be turned upside down, when we saw it, when we saw all of the boxes and boxes of being unloaded off trucks of ballots with Joe Biden's name on them, when we saw the voter fraud, when we saw in Georgia, when we saw them pulling boxes out from underneath tables, when we saw...
Yeah. After they sent the Republicans and everybody home, they were going to take a break, and these two people went and pulled these suitcases out and started opening them and running them through as fast as they could.
When we saw...
It wasn't cheating, I don't know what is.
When we saw a semi-truck come in from New York into Pennsylvania, loaded a semi-truck with false ballots, okay...
And the driver talked about how, you know, he brought these ballots, and you wonder why they were sending ballots from New York to, where was it, Chicago?
When we watched person after person after person come up to these drop boxes in Georgia, dropping an average of 2,800 ballots per person into the boxes, and then watched them as they testified that yeah, they got paid big money to do that. But see here, so now the question is this, okay? What he's asking you here, you know, we saw it, so we believe it. Now, with Thomas, have you ever seen Jesus walking in the flesh?
No.
No, me neither. But now,
do I believe? Oh, with all my heart and soul.
Okay, and so do I. Now, are we better off, though, not to have seen him in the flesh, or to have seen him in the flesh and believed?
Well, in a way, unlike Thomas, it would be if we had seen him like John the Baptist, realized instantly who he was, I'd two are not quite the same, but it was that disbelief from all the other witnesses telling us we need to believe, the Lord's telling us, believe all his witnesses because that's what he gave us.
So Thomas here, if we take a look at this, one thing about him, he definitely was not a double-minded man. He was in very intense in both his doubt and his belief. He doubted, and when he saw, he believed.
Missouri, you know, the show me state, show me, mm-hmm. I want to see.
Yep. And so is that actually characteristics of an honest man? Once he sees that, and did Thomas become a loyal and honest believer?
Yes, he did.
So those are the characteristics of really of a, so here we learn something from this. We learn that Jesus does not reject doubts that are honest and directed toward belief, do we?
No, he didn't reject. He accepted Thomas. He said, because thou hast seen and believed. But he said, blessed are those that haven't had to see and yet believe. He's saying that those that believe, the ones that I sent my witnesses, because Christianity is passed from person to person by their personal testimony, their personal witness of what Jesus Christ did for them, how he changed their lives.
So let me ask you this. Is it better just to speak out and say, look, I don't know if I believe, I don't know if I can trust all of this, I don't know, or is it better to say, yeah, well, I believe it, I believe everything, but you don't ever share that with anyone? In other words, you tell everybody you believe, but you don't share it. You don't go and witness and try to evangelize.
That's worse than saying I have some doubts and sometimes I'm not sure, because I think every person, I had moments in my life, I had doubts and things at times, and I think everybody does, because you want to make sure you're right. You want to be sure you're on the right path, and but still being honest about it, yeah.
All right, we're going to stop right there, and we're going to hear from, I made a deal with Molly. I was going to help her promote. I'm not able to speak this year because we're double booked at her Bring America Back to Life, but I definitely want to help her Bring America Back to Life. And so go ahead and play that commercial.
On March 11th and 12th, Bob France will return to the Embassy Suites in Independence as the MC of the nationally acclaimed Bringing America Back to Life convention to introduce such renowned names as Matt Walsh of The Daily Wire, Milo Yiannopoulos, whose powerful conversion story is riveting, David Barton from Wall Builders, and many more. This 13th annual educational conference is presented by the Kurtz Brothers. Join us as we host one of the most significant educational platforms in the nation, designed to equip and engage all those involved in this, the greatest civil rights issue of all times, the right to life. Through focusing on prayer, action, voting, and education, Cleveland Right to Life is paving the way back to life. Help us to bring America back to life on March 11th and 12th. For information, tickets, and booth registration, go to bringingamericabacktolife.org. bringingamericabacktolife.org, or call 440-653-5245, 440-653-5245.
Yep, I can't be there for that, although I will be there the one day, Lord's willing. I will be there, and a bunch of the folks from the ministry will be there the first day. But you know, did you ever see something like this where everybody books everything around the same time, okay?
That has happened too many times in my past life where we were traveling to speak or doing something. It was like there'd be a week nothing was happening anywhere, and the next week everybody wanted something on a Wednesday.
Well, no. All this happens around the same time. The national broadcasters, where all of the people you hear on this radio program are going to be gathered there in Nashville, and I was really planning on going to that this year. I wanted to go to that and trying to figure out a way, and then Molly's and the Bring America Back to Life, and then on that very same day was planned a private memorial service, and I agreed to that to do that because it was a dear friend. And then on that same night, you have candidates night. You have a big candidates night where you have all the gubernatorial and senatorial candidates, and I'll be giving that out all of that and on the 12th. So all of these things scheduled at the same time. It's almost like people get together and pick a date and to schedule everything at the same time. And
yeah. But,
and it's important that we get as much out as possible. I wanted to say this very quickly, Joe. Joe, we're in a war, as you know. We're going to play some spots here, some short clips. But, folks, one of the things you can do, people say, what can I do? We send out very important information in our newsletter. A lot of you out there take the newsletter, and I hear back from you all the time. You make copies, and you say, well, you know, I had this, my brother or whatever didn't believe me when I was telling them, and now when they saw your articles and they read that, they believe it, okay? And, of course, we're doing everything we can to stop people from taking the poisonous poke and dying, okay? But anyhow, so, folks, the newsletter is free. It doesn't cost you a thing. Now, here's the best way you can get it. You know, we get about 600 to 800 emails a day. People sending me emails, Joe, a lot of them, there's not enough time in one day to even read them, go through them. You know, we do right. The best, you know. So now, the best way is to do one or two things, okay? If you call, you got to say real clear. You got to talk into the phone. You can't be looking the other way and talking to the kids or whatever, but you've got to be very clear, your name, and very clear your address and your zip code and the phone number, and say, I would like that email, or I would like that newsletter, and it's free, and we'll send it to you. The best way, however, is just to send us a little card with your address and everything on there, clearly written out, or, you know, printed out. That's the best way, and we'll have that. There'll be no mistake. And also your phone number there, too, would be very good to have that. That's the best way. You get the newsletter, it's free. And believe me, there's information in there, things that we talk about here, where you have, see, people, you know, we've said that, and like when we had the, you know, the recipe, how you can make hydroxychloroquine right in your own kitchen, and the list of the things that you can take to stop, or how you can be, get rid of the COVID, or not the COVID, the vaccine.
Vaccine, how you can cleanse.
Yeah, and so detox, how you can be cleansed. Yeah, detox. So, you know, and we tell you that's going to be in the newsletter, and you can send it out. Well, people, you know, instead of just sending, all right, give me the newsletter, put me on the newsletter, they'll write me and say, could you just send me that newsletter? So, folks, I'm going to give you the address and everything. And here's what you do. Call, just go to WRWL Ministries, and the address is 14781 Sperry. That's Sperry Road, and that's Newberry, Newbury, that's Newbury, Ohio, 44065. Again, WRWL Ministries, 14781 Sperry, Sperry Road, Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. We get letters every day from people saying, thank you for that newsletter. I showed that to this person, or I showed that to this person. Now, we even actually will get, sometimes, Joe, somebody will write us a letter, and they'll have four or six names and saying, could you please send this newsletter to these people? It's free. Well, you know, I want to make sure that people want our newsletter. You know, but you need to talk to them first and right. say and tell them, because we don't want to, we can just barely try to keep up with all that we're doing. Okay, we could just barely keep up with it. We don't have many people. We need more volunteers. We're trying to get more help. Now, if you would do that, then that would help, because we are in a war. We are in a war. Now, right now, I want to play a clip, and this clip is only about a minute long, but it's from a former Royal Mountie, the Canadian Royal Mountie Police, and he was one of those that were involved in protecting. In fact, we got two or three of them now that have come out and spoke out against Trudeau. Play that minute clip, will you? Andy.
I'm Danny Bulford. I was a member of the RCMP for 15 years. The last 8 was spent here on a full-time tactical unit, where I spent the majority of my time protecting our Prime Minister and conducting other tactical operations. I know what a lawful arrest looks like. We know of people being arrested for helping to fuel trucks. For what offense is still unclear. Please remain calm. This is a scare tactic to coerce people into submission. They don't have a legal leg to stand on. The world is watching, and this reflects very poorly on the City of Ottawa and the police services. Remain peaceful. The only thing that you are required to say if you're arrested or detained is to identify yourself. Every Canadian citizen has the right to equal protection under the law. Hold the line.
All right. So here, you know, he was one of several now that have integrity. I thank the good Lord for that man. That man's got integrity. He's got integrity. For you police officers in Canada, I know this radio program goes all over Canada. For you police officers there, you asked yourself this. Do you have integrity? If you understand what God's Word, the Bible, talks about when it comes to doing the right thing, you have a tyrant. You have a dictator. You have a dictator, an ungodly, and he is an antichrist. He's a very wicked, evil, just a very, very greedy, wicked, and evil man. If it's a sin, if it's abortion, if it's sodomy, that wicked, evil Trudeau, he embraces it. He is wicked to the core. Now, God's Word, the Bible is very, very clear. Okay, and for you folks out, you police officers out there, if you honor that wicked man, if you honor that wicked man, well, I just let me do this. Let me read to you what the Word of God himself has to say about this. Because you don't get over on God. You don't get away with anything, okay? You won't. And so here's what God's Word, the Bible, has to say about that. He says, "My son, fear thou the Lord and the King, and meddle not with them that are given to change."
Change, yep.
Okay, now the Lord and the King, that's Jesus. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. "Fear, or for their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knoweth the ruin of them both? These things belong to the wise." You police officers in Canada, you listen to me carefully. "These things belong to the wise. It is not good to have respect of persons in judgment. He that saith to the wicked," he that saith to Trudeau, he that saith to the wicked, and that could be applied to Biden and those here too in this country, it is not good to have respect of persons in judgment. "He that saith to the wicked, thou art righteous, him shall the people curse, and nations shall abhor him." Your actions speak louder than your words. When you know and you do the wrong thing, when you obey illegal orders, then you've got no integrity, no honor left. And so you better make up your mind. Are you going to listen to the Word of God? Here's what he goes on to say. "He that saith to the wicked, thou art righteous, him the people shall curse, and nations shall abhor him. But to them that rebuke him shall be a delight, and a good blessing shall come upon them. Every man shall kiss the lips that give the right answers." You police officers, if you've lost your integrity, if you just follow that, looking for promotion, here's what you do. Go buy yourself a miniskirt and go stand in a corner, because you become a whore. And so that's reality. You just listen. You listen to what the Word of God. You give yourself a check to find out if you've got any honor and integrity and decency left. And if you do, you will not arrest the patriots. You will not arrest those patriots, those people there that are loyal Canadians. We stand with you, Canada. We stand with you. on the truckers, the Freedom Truckers. And I will do whatever I can to help you, because you people, you want your freedom. Now, let me say this. It's much more, this is more than just about Canada.
Oh, yeah.
America, too, Joe, is fighting for her freedom, and we're going to see that.
We're ready to have a truckers convoy here in America, and we're going to have the same thing here, and this will apply to the American police. And we're seeing people trying to, you know, have freedom, a revolution for freedom all over France and Germany. We're seeing it in Austria, Australia. People are realizing this is the one world order trying to bring about this total transformation of the world, and it is a real battle, folks.
Well, we're watching, Joe. They're watching this in Australia and in China, where people, their economy is bad. In China, people are starving. They're getting hungry. And they're going to watch, and if they can see that Canada and America has gotten their freedom, they fought back and they got their America back, that will give these people, you know, the courage to stand and fight for their freedom. And that includes, like you said, Australia, North Korea, and others. So the eyes of the world are going to be upon us. But more than that, something much, much more important is God's word from Genesis to Revelation teaches resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. You out there, if you're a Christian, if you're a man of honor and integrity, then you must resist even to blood. There
now
you go.
Remember, in those seven deadly sins, what does God hate? A lying tongue and hands that shed innocent blood. And these people are shedding innocent blood, and they are lying by both omission and commission. We see that one of the big things we were talking about up in Canada. The news didn't want to report, like the big John Hopkins. Remember the big report we talked about, finding that lockdown is ineffective?
Yep.
CNN, MSNBC, the New York Times, the Washington Post, ABC, CBS, NBC ignored this big breaking study. So they are nothing but liars, because what? They chose by omission to not report something important that you should have heard, should know. So, again, Scripture, it's lying by omission is as bad, if not worse, than lying by commission, committing the sin of just telling a lie. When you hide the truth, that is lying in the eyes of God.
Well, folks, listen, this tells you right here, you cannot trust. They're not on your side. Let me tell you, NBC and ABC, even though they pulled some of their so-called journalists out of China, you know, but they don't, they'll promote. If China says, look, we want you, here's what you're going to say. This is the story. This is going to be your narrative at ABC, NBC, and CBS, and you're going to get it. Now, CNN's falling apart. They're falling apart. I mean, they've lost, Joe, they've lost 80% of their listeners. They're gone, okay?
Look at the morals of the people that they have that call themselves, quote, journalists.
You can't look at something that's not there.
Yeah.
And PMSNBC also now, they lost credibility. They have totally lost credibility altogether here. And so here's what they're not going to tell you. We're going to keep. But you see, the big media ignored the John Hopkins study. That was a five-hour thing that Senator Johnson did, really good, but they can't hide it. They've lost all this credibility because it's been picked up, and we're talking about other radio programs like this one's talking about it, and it shows you that, Joe, for 2 years now, we've been telling people that the lockdowns do more damage than good, the masks do more damage than good. All of that has come out. Everything we've been telling people, and we've been telling people how the shots are killing people. They're killing a lot of people. And now that's coming out. It's out, Joe.
Yep. And, folks, if you get your news from the Associated Press, from Reuters, USA Today, and they have all those places have a large online presence, Axios, Politico, One Post, New York Times, well, of course, those, but Associated Press, Reuters, USA Today, Axios, or Politico, And there are some others. You are being lied to. They're not reporting things you need to hear. And plus, another story is they're just plain lying to you about what actually is happening or did happen. So quit listening to these places. Don't give them any credibility, and they'll end up like, what was it? I get those confused. The CNN?
Yeah.
Communist
CNN
network.
Is, yeah, the communist, they used to call it the Clinton News, but the communist news. Joe, now we're going to bring a clip. You will not hear this on any of those. They will not warn you, but we're going to bring you a clip here because we're looking right there, that corrupt, that tyrant, their Trudeau in Canada. They're looking to do like they did here on January 6th, and what that was a false flag operation by dirty politicians and dirty cops. That's what January 6th was. It was a false flag operation, and all of the lying reporting on this by people, Joe, that are contracted liars. They actually sign a contract to lie. Now, they don't use the word lie. They use the word narrative. We will agree, whatever narrative, which means whatever lie you want us to tell, In NBC, ABC, CBS, we'll tell that lie. If we don't tell that lie, you can fire us. And they do. Anyone who refuses to lie, they get fired. Now, I'm going to play a clip.
Remember, too, tell the folks that the FBI was really behind it. It was a lot of their stooges, instigators, and their own people that really were responsible for the break-in and the real bad stuff that happened on January 6th.
Also, that fake thing about Governor Whitmore.
Oh, the plan to kidnap her. That was all phony FBI.
That was another phony FBI.
Phony flag.
Absolutely. And it's up. See, folks, they can't hide. In the past, they've been able to hide all of this stuff, but no, we're bringing it out because we've got the alternative media.
People have cell phones. They have cameras on their cell phones. They pick up the truth, and they send it to friends, family, and the media can no longer hide things from people. Because of this World Wide Web, because of everybody having a camera, and this is our saving grace, is the individual citizen who is there can see and report simply by taking pictures.
Yep. Joe, I'm going to play a three-minute clip here, and this is what you will not hear. You will not hear on NBC, ABC. They don't want you to know because they're not on your side. Go ahead, Andy, and play that clip.
Hey guys, so I wish I had some good news here, but I do not. I've got some bad news from some sources inside the police infrastructure. I consider this to be very credible from some people that I trust. Unfortunately, rather than negotiate or speak to or deal with this very popular movement that's happening across the country, the government has opted instead to use brute force. Evidently, according to these guys, there's hundreds of RCMP members from the POU Public Order Unit, the riot cops, are being assembled and bussed into the area. They're planning on mass arrests. Apparently, they're working on this around the clock, 24/7, on how they're going to do this. They're hoping to, arrest a couple of people, and for every person that they arrest, 10 people will disperse and leave the area. Hopefully, plan on they're going to be killing cell phone service. You're not going to be able to call. You're not going to be able to live stream. You're not going to be able to do anything. It's going to be off. People that are arrested are going to be collected. They're going to be bussed down to Lansdowne for processing. And that's how they're going to plan to disperse this. They're going to, rather than talk to anybody, rather than deal with any of this, the most peaceful, unified national moment we're having right now. The state, this is apparently it's coming directly from the top, is to use force to disrupt and disperse these protests before Friday. But that could mean tomorrow. It could be tonight. It could be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But they're working on it apparently around the clock, and hundreds of cops are on the way here to prepare for this. You can expect. I guess a few hundred RCMP riot cops are going to be taking the lead on this. And then there's going to be, of course, support from the OPS, who are now apparently exempt from being vaccinated. Isn't that nice? Isn't that a nice thing? I know, you know, the way they bribe these guys, right? And then, of course, you've got the OPP here. You've got the Durham police I saw. I've got Toronto police. The entire government apparatus is coming down on top of these people. So for what it's worth, I'm telling you, this is, I'm warning you, this is what, again, it's coming from people that I trust. They're coming and they're going to arrest everybody. And they're just going to come down there and they're going to lock you up. And that's going to be that. That's the plan. That's what they're planning to do. They don't want to talk to you. They're not interested in entertaining your problems or talking to you. It's not going to happen. They're planning to send in the jackboots to round everybody up and have them all arrested. And you've only got a couple of days, if that. So share that around. Get this out. Get this message out to the truckers. Get it out to their organizers, their leadership. I'm already in touch with some of these guys and trying to let them know and warn them. This is coming from, good guys inside the apparatus, that this is the plan. This is what they're working on. And this is what's coming. So buckle up.
Joe, I remember hearing, I just recently heard the one cop said, well, I don't agree with what we're doing. I don't agree with it at all. But, I got to follow orders. That's exactly what the Nazis said. We have to follow orders. Let me tell you something. If that's the kind of cop you are, I don't even want to look at you. Whenever you look in the mirror, okay, you have a very little person looking back at you. If you don't have any honor, if you have any integrity left at all, you will do what is right. You will stand up for right. And Joe, here, it's the same thing that applies to, we've been telling people for years, what they're doing, they're torturing these little children, first and second graders, making them, parents are allowing them to put masks on those little kids all day long and in the schools. And if the parents love their children, because I've been hearing these parents say, what do you expect us to do? We can't. Here's what I expect you to do. Keep your child at home. Keep them out of there. Don't let them abuse your child. Don't be a part of that. You're better off to homeschool, or you're better off if the child don't go to school at all than to go there and to be abused by ungodly control freaks that are total and complete control freaks. And that's reality, folks. That is absolute reality. So we're coming up to a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to play another clip, Joe, and then you and I've got a whirlwind of articles we got to go through. So we'll be back right after this. Don't go away. There's more to come. 3, 2, 1.
Let's come against the night. Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.